Now, swine flu, or what health officials are now calling H1N1 virus, spreading across the D.C. region, and a federal agent who traveled to Mexico with the president is thought to have maybe contracted it and spread it to his own family. Washington Post reporter William Wan spoke with the agent. He joins us now live to bring us more on this story. William, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, sure. It's a pleasure.
And, you know, you guys were out on top of this. As soon as this broke, you were aware of it. Tell me a bit about your conversation with this agent. I understand he's a member of the security detail for the Energy Department.
Yes, that's right. So he was the lead agent as far as doing advanced security work for Energy Secretary Chu. And he went down. Chu and Obama had a working dinner together. And so there was a lot of concern when news of this came out as far as whether or not he was 6 feet within reach of Obama. That's the radius at which the virus can be contagious, mm-hmm. whether or not Obama might have been affected or could have been in danger. And so a lot of concern on the official side of this, and then also a lot of personal ramifications for the agent himself as well.
And so is there any concern for the president himself? Or, I mean, I know that I saw all sorts of stuff going around, people saying, oh, my goodness, I can't believe they let this happen. But they really didn't know. It was almost hard to predict that this would happen, wasn't it?
Right. Well, no one knew. I mean, when Obama was down in Mexico, I mean, none of the security people, swine flu was not a topic of discussion back then. This really just grew out of the last, week or so. And so and no one really knew that the agent had been infected until he had fully recovered. And so by then, you know, Obama clearly had no kind of health problems. There was no real risk of spreading. It was really kind of the news of this coming out that's led to a lot of implications for the White House. You know, having to go about face and say, well, actually, there was someone who was infected, and also for the personal lives of this family in Severna Park.
Well, and the fact that it got sort of inside the confines of the White House or inside, you know, I think that's almost what sort of surprised people, I guess.
Right, definitely. Yes. And so for weeks, you know, Robert Gibbs, the spokesperson, had been saying, you know, no one was infected, no one was close to being infected. And so that was kind of the shock that came out yesterday when, in fact, you know, not only was someone infected, but someone who had been in close proximity with Obama during this Mexico trip.
So how was he exposed to it? Do we even know how he got it?
No, I mean, he doesn't even know. He said, you know, maybe I touched something, maybe I ate something at the taco restaurant we were at. So he has no idea, and it was just really a small cough for him when he got back. And someone told him, you know, when you go down to Mexico, breathing the air there for a day is equivalent to smoking, you know, so many cigarettes. And so he just chalked it up to the pollution.
I see.
And you actually have a wonderful quote from him where he says, we're not the Typhoid Mary family, for goodness sakes, because people seem to be very panicked about this, and almost you got the sense in your piece this morning that people are almost like, okay, stay away from me.
Right. Well, he was telling me, and in fact, that his 11-year-old daughter was talking to me while I was over at their house about how she was not even one of the ones in the family infected. She had been going to school fine, no signs of anything. And yet, you know, when she was going to school, you know, the boys would tease her. People would have just this pocket of space around her where no one would go near her. And so she just came home crying yesterday after just the experience of that all. And so a lot of this is kind of interesting in that, you know, the full effect of the swine flu for them is just beginning, even though they're fully recovered, nothing wrong with them. But the ramifications in terms of at school, in their community, where there's a lot of rumors going around, and also, you know, on the national security level where people are discussing this.
The more I read your article and the more I talk to you, it sounds like a lot of this is psychological. And I don't mean that the illness is in their head. I mean that the ramifications are very psychological, the ripple effect.
Right. Well, I mean, it's a very intense and emotional issue. He was telling me how after, when he had come home from Mexico, he had had dinner with his brother and his mm-hmm. sister-in-law. And so their two-year-old, the brother's son, two-year-old son, was infected. And so this has caused somewhat of a rift between them, a lot of anger even within this family about,
Brother to brother anger?
Yeah, and between, you know, the sister-in-law and his wife, just, you know, how could you be so careless as to do this? But really, no one, when he came back, swine flu was not even spoken about, you know, back then on cable
news. That seems unfair.
Yeah, we were barely talking about it last Friday, for goodness sakes, and then all of a sudden it just, so it would have been hard to predict. Here's the real question. Are people at the Post sort of staying away from you because you've been in contact?
You know, what happened is after I came home, my wife asked me where I'd been that day, and I told her, and she told me to stop at the door.
She's quarantining you.
She did. She gave me a plastic bag, said you're going straight into the shower, and we're going to get rid of these clothes, and you're going to wipe your hands with a hand sanitizer.
That sounds like a typical day in my house. so let me also ask you, but the point of this, and the reason we wanted to get you on, was to talk about the impact on feds, federal agencies, people in the federal government. I mean, these are this is the first line of defense for us. I mean, except for us washing our own hands. So has this also had that psychological impact of maybe we're not as safe as we think, you know, kind of rattling cages? I'm not trying to create alarm because there's plenty of that to go around. But is there any of that, any ramifications there?
Well, I think clearly it's a problem that the federal government is aware of. I think there's a lot of not vacillation, but just kind of trying to walk that line between, you know, taking care of the situation, showing that they're in control, but also, you know, not panicking people to the extreme. And so you saw some of that vacillation in terms of, you know, the Vice President Biden's comments about, you know, maybe it's not such a great idea to be in enclosed spaces, and then the kind of backing away from that and saying, no, well, you know, don't be overly panicked. There's certain things you can do to take this into control. Wash your hands. If there's a child infected, you know, close the school. And so I think that's a fine line they're really trying to maneuver right now.
And we're just about out of time, but there's one just not delightful. It's you have a lot of real rich parts of this story, and it's right at the end where the wife it coughed, I guess, and she said, "Oh, it's a pollen. That's why I'm coughing." Almost defensive that. You know, and it just gave me the feeling like, oh my goodness, we're sort of treating these people like they're pariah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's one good thing that might have come out from this article is that, you know, afterwards, there, you know, he called me and said, you know, well, after this, you know, a lot of our friends have been calling us, giving us support. In fact, his brother emailed him and said, you know, let's put this behind us and let's talk about it. And so, you know, at least some good, I guess, from that.
There you go.
Yeah, we want there to be peace and happiness.
Yes.
Right.